were the kings and the presidents, were prime ministers, emperors, and others high in office of national governments around the world. Now, just recently, I've returned from another Far Eastern trip when I visited four nations on this trip, the Philippines, Thailand, Hong Kong, and Japan. And I had personal contacts, once again, with heads of state. But I am a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, why should I have such contacts? What does that have to do with the gospel?
The World Tomorrow. The Worldwide Church of God presents The World Tomorrow with Herbert W. Armstrong.
Jesus Christ is the one who brought the gospel, and he had contacts with the great and the near great of his day. He not only talked to the common people, he talked to all people. And he talked to the great and the near great in private conversation. He didn't say, "Give me your heart and let me save you." And neither do I. But what is the gospel? The word gospel means good news. Jesus was a newscaster. He came bringing news, and he brought good news, but it was not news that already had happened. The news you read in the newspapers and that you see on newscasts today is news that already has happened. You might call it old instead of news because it's not new any longer. It's already happened. And it's nearly all bad news. The news of this world is bad. Jesus came bringing the news of another world, good news. And it was an announcement of a world to come. Now, this world is not God's world. Did you think it was? You better think again. This world is not God's world. Jesus came proclaiming the good news of a world that will be God's world. A world to come, and it will be God's world, and he came to start that world. Jesus didn't come to reform the world. He came to start another world. Adam started a world that has developed on the principle of get, and this whole society, it is not God's society. Governments, society, education, whatever you have, all of the institutions that make up this civilization and this modern society, this civilization, it is not God's civilization, it's not God's way. Jesus came to start a world that it will be God's way. As this world was started through the one man, Adam, so the world to come was started with the one man, Jesus Christ, often called the second Adam. The second Adam was the divine Adam, Jesus Christ, in the human flesh. Jesus was born to be a king, but not of this world, the king of the world to come. There will be God's world, a world to come. And he taught his disciples that way of life. He called them out of this world, to be separate from this world, in the sense that they would live as the first Adam should have lived, but didn't. To live in the ways of the second Adam, Jesus Christ, did live. Now, he talked to the great and the near great, as I said. And he sent his disciples, when they became apostles, after he had taught them for 3.5 years, he sent them out on the great commission to do two things. To give them the good news of the world that is coming. Now, that's just an announcement. To give that announcement of what is coming. Not necessarily to convert them, because Jesus said, and most of you have never known this, it's in John 6:44 in your Bible, John 6, verse 44, "No man can come to me," Jesus said, except the Father which sent me draws him. Now the time is coming when everybody is going to be called, but that time has not come yet. Jesus went and said, teach this good news. Teach this right way of living. And give this announcement of the good news of the world to come. That's what I do. I do the same thing that Christ came to do. I do the same thing he commissioned his apostles to do. And I am his apostle today. And I do go and teach the good news of the coming kingdom of God. God's world, a world of peace and happiness, when the whole world will blossom forth in peace and joy and happiness and great production and plenty and comfort and eternal life, which we do not have now. Now, the original apostles did go out proclaiming that way, and I do the same today.
In his 25,000-mile Asian-speaking tour, Mr. Armstrong visited heads of state and addressed Plain Truth subscribers in the Philippines, Thailand, Hong Kong, and Japan. First stop was Manila, capital city of the Philippines. Upon arrival at the Manila International Airport, Mr. Armstrong was welcomed by Regional Director Guy Ames and staff members from the Philippine office. An official police motorcycle escort was provided to lead Mr. Armstrong's party through the busy streets of Manila. After several private meetings with government officials, Mr. Armstrong was scheduled to speak at the Manila Midtown Hotel. Several thousand Plain Truth subscribers and Worldwide Church of God members had traveled from all parts of the Philippines to attend the lecture. A standing room only crowd filled the grand ballroom. Mr. Armstrong warned the audience of the severe crisis confronting all nations today as they once again stand on the brink of world war.
General MacArthur delivered one of the great speeches of recent world history. He said, "Men, since the beginning of time, have sought peace, various methods through the ages have been attempted, military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all have failed, leaving the only path to be by the way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war now blots out this alternative. We have had our last chance. Armageddon will be at the door. The problem, basically, is theological. It must be of the spirit if we are to save the flesh." Those are the words of General MacArthur. And they never were more appropriate, they never were more true than they are at this minute. Now, several years have gone by. Conditions have worsened. They have not gotten better. The United Nations was going to bring us peace. World War II was the war that was to end wars. World War I was the war that was to end wars. None of them ever ended war. None of them ever will.
Mr. Armstrong showed that mankind does not know the way to peace. Then, through the pages of the Bible, he revealed how God would put an end to all wars and bring peace to the world at last.
It's time we wake up. It's time we get our eyes open. We have lost God. We have forgotten God. And God is going to step in. Satan is ruling this dark world, and it's an unhappy world. And Armageddon is going to be here in the end of the world, and Christ is coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they shall see the Son of Man, or Jesus Christ, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. and supreme authority to rule all nations and bring in the world tomorrow. That will be a world of peace at last.
From Manila, Mr. Armstrong flew to Bangkok, capital of the Kingdom of Thailand. He was met at Don Mueang International Airport by Ambassador College representatives and several Thai dignitaries, including Abbot Pratik Sapon, president of the Wat Thai Buddhist Temple in Los Angeles and a leading religious figure in Thailand and the United States. Mr. Armstrong was again provided with an official police escort. Later that day, Mr. Armstrong was interviewed by representatives of the Thai press and a leading television station about Ambassador Foundation projects in Thailand and the work around the world.
We're interested in teaching the way of life and also the purpose of life. For example, why were we put here on Earth? What are we human beings doing here? Why do we live in a world, for example, with such a paradox in which we have, in today's world, awesome progress, awesome accomplishment, and at the same time, we have appalling evils. You've had appalling evils right here in Thailand. Now, we find that in this world, the guiding motive in life has been what I call get. And there was a great teacher who said it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Now, I learned that 56 years ago, and I've been practicing this way of giving ever since, instead of getting. And I find that it really pays. We're helping with projects in many nations.
Mr. Armstrong was driven to the office of the Prime Minister, where he was to receive an official decoration by Deputy Prime Minister Major General Brahman Adireksan on behalf of His Majesty King Phumipon Adulyadet. Upon his arrival, he was officially received by the Deputy Prime Minister. Following their personal meeting, the formal presentation took place in the ceremonial room. Before a portrait of the king, flanked by the United States and Thai flags, the protocol officer read the citation.
Kampakat Kietikun. Nai Herbert W. Armstrong. Pramuk Krishasna Dati. Worldwide Church of God.
Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, the Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, Chairman and founder of Ambassador College and Ambassador Foundation, is a person of high distinction and has rendered most benevolent services to the people and the government of Thailand. In recognition of these valuable services, His Majesty the King, at the recommendation of the Royal Thai government, has been pleased to bestow the most noble order of the Crown of Thailand upon Mr. Herbert Armstrong. May Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong be blessed with every success, happiness, and prosperity.
Mr. Armstrong was then presented with the official insignia of a commander of the most noble order of the Crown of Thailand and a commemorative plaque. He responded with a toast to His Majesty the King.
Now may I propose a toast to His Majesty the King, who has so faithfully and diligently pursued his commitment that he made in his coronation at 1950, where he said, "We shall reign with righteousness for the happiness and the welfare of the Thai people." He has loved his people and has served them admirably all these many years. I propose a toast to His Majesty.
next day, Mr. Armstrong once again paid a personal visit to His Majesty King Bhumibol at the Royal Palace. During the visit, Mr. Armstrong discussed the Ambassador Foundation's ongoing participation in educational projects in Thailand. The following day, at a congratulatory luncheon at Bangkok's Montien Hotel, Mr. Armstrong received further recognition from his friends in Thailand. First, Police General Chumphon Lohatchala presented a plaque on behalf of Abbot Prathek Sopon in appreciation of Mr. Armstrong's assistance to the Bangkok Bicentennial School. And secondly, an official from the Ministry of the Interior presented Mr. Armstrong with a plaque in recognition of Ambassador College's educational project to Indo-Chinese refugees in Thailand. Next stop on Mr. Armstrong's Asian itinerary was Hong Kong, the teeming manufacturing city and duty-free port on the edge of China. Here, he addressed a meeting of Plain Truth subscribers, reminding them why, in spite of great material progress, man cannot find the way to lasting peace.
But God has a government, and that government is a way of living. It's the way that God and the Word lived, and that is the way of outgoing love for one another and the way of cooperation and helping and serving. Each trying to help the other and to cooperate. And if you do that, you'll have peace. We don't live that way in the world. That's why we're having trouble.
From Hong Kong, Mr. Armstrong was asked to return to Manila for a special ceremony arranged by the Philippine government. The day after his arrival, he had a personal meeting with President Marcos. Mr. Armstrong has met with the president many times in the last 12 years. After the meeting, the president escorted Mr. Armstrong through the spacious receiving area into the red-carpeted ceremonial hall. President Ferdinand Marcos opened the ceremony by calling forward the honor guards carrying the national flags of both the United States and the Republic of the Philippines. As a United States citizen in a foreign country, Mr. Armstrong was moved by emotion when the band played the Star Spangled Banner, as well as the national anthem of the Philippines. Following the playing of the anthems, the presidential citation was read by the acting Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Malacañang Palace, Manila. A presidential merit medal is hereby conferred upon Dr. Herbert W. Armstrong, citation, for his consistent articulation of the positive values that invest a truly human existence, for his comprehensive education and media network he built to disseminate these values worldwide to reach every race and religion, for his generous contributions to the advancement of community programs that train the underprivileged for a life of productive self-reliance, for his moral presence and compelling influence in moving people toward the creation of a just and peaceful world order, for his kinship with the Filipino spirit and his keen understanding of the country's collective resolve to promote peace, justice, and progress, for his being a citizen of the world and thus belonging to every country, including the Philippines, whose national life he has enhanced in many meaningful ways. Now, therefore, I, Ferdinand E. Marcos, President of the Philippines, do hereby confer upon Dr. Herbert W. Armstrong, Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, Editor-in-Chief of the Plain Truth Magazine, Chancellor of Ambassador College, and Chairman of the Ambassador Foundation, the Presidential Merit Medal in testimony of the nation's appreciation of his personal efforts. Done in the city of Manila this 10th day of February in the Riera Road, 1983, signed Ferdinand E. Marcos, President of the Philippines.
President Marcos then decorated Mr. Armstrong with a Presidential Merit Medal and presented him with a parchment scroll of the citation. The Presidential Merit Medal is the highest award that President Marcos can confer upon a non-Filipino citizen. Following the ceremony, the president invited Mr. Armstrong to address the assembled dignitaries.
I would just like to say it's been a pleasure to have helped here in the Philippines for the last, I believe, 12 years now. And for the work that your president has done for his country, and for having had the opportunity to have helped somewhat in it, and also toward world peace, because I have been an ambassador without portfolio for world peace, and I hope we shall be able to have peace among all nations. I'm so glad to see here the stars and stripes with your national flag as a symbol of peace between our nations. Thank you so much.
At the conclusion of this prestigious ceremony, President Marcos requested all in attendance to join him in toasting Mr. Armstrong. Following the president's toast, Mr. Armstrong replied with a toast to the president and the first lady. The last stop of Mr. Armstrong's Asian tour was Tokyo, a city of over 12 million that combines ancient tradition and the ultimate in modern technology. Since the end of World War II, the Japanese have become the superstars of the industrial world. Mr. Armstrong has been a frequent visitor to the Japanese capital. He has a long-standing friendship with Prince Mikasa, the brother of Emperor Hirohito, and several leading members of the Diet have called themselves his Japanese son. Mr. Armstrong's first appointment was at the Middle Eastern Culture Center. Mr. Armstrong joined Prince Mikasa and Dr. Joseph Aviram, director of the Institute of Archaeology at the Hebrew University, in presenting to the museum several artifacts from ancient Israel. The museum has an extensive library and a growing collection of artifacts from ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Persia. Mr. Armstrong's mutual friendships with Japan and Israel have made it possible for him to assist the prince in adding to the museum's collection several fine examples of ancient Israelite pottery. In appreciation, the prince presented Mr. Armstrong with a commemorative plaque and conferred on him honorary membership to the Middle Eastern Culture Center.
Dr. Herbert W. Armstrong, distinguished educator, peacemaker, and philanthropist. By the action of the Board of Directors of the Middle Eastern Culture Center in Japan, and by the authority vested in me, I confer upon you the honorary membership of the library, and admit you to all the rights and privileges thereunto pertaining. Signed, Prince Takehito Mikasa, Honorary President.
During his visit to Tokyo, Mr. Armstrong was also invited to meet for the first time the new Japanese Prime Minister, Yasuhiro Nakasone, at the Japanese Diet Building.
Good morning, Mr. Prime Minister. I have met all Prime Ministers now since Prime Minister Sato. So you will be the seventh Prime Minister I have met.
I have met all that to see you.
Very happy to meet you.
Mr. Armstrong follows the time-honored tradition of bringing a gift when visiting a head of state. He presented the Japanese Prime Minister with an example of fine American craftsmanship, a personally selected piece of Steuben crystal. He also presented Mr. Nakasone with the latest issue of the Plain Truth magazine, since the Prime Minister is featured on the cover. Mr. Nakasone showed interest in the magazine and personally autographed a copy for Mr. Armstrong. After the presentation, Mr. Armstrong discussed with the Prime Minister the current trade difficulties between the United States and Japan.
This is the same issue of the plain truth, the same copy that Prime Minister Nakasone himself looked through and autographed for me. You can see his autograph just as he gave it right here. He asked, should he write it in Japanese or American? And I said, just whichever language you usually sign it in. And that's the way he signed it. Now, this issue of the plain truth has an article about Japan. Japan, Asia's economic superpower, faces an uncertain future. And yet Japan is right now almost the dominant economic power in the world today. This article is, despite this recession, you can solve your financial worries. Here's another one, testing time for West Germany. What is going to happen over there? It is the most unique magazine on earth. There is no subscription price. Now, I'd like to send you a year's subscription if you're not already a subscriber. All you have to do is just send me a request, and there is no subscription price. There'll be no follow-up or request for money or contributions. The plain truth. And also, a book that's just off the press now, Your Awesome Future, How Religion Deceives You. I will send you that free booklet, and there is no charge, no request for money, no follow-up of any kind. Just send your request to me, Herbert W. Armstrong, Pasadena, California. That's Herbert W. Armstrong, Pasadena, California, 91123. Or just go to the telephone, that's much quicker, and you call 800-423-4444. A free call, no charge, 800-423-4444. But if you live in California, Hawaii, or Alaska, then you call collect area code 213. The number is 304-6111. 304-6111. So, until next time, Herbert W. Armstrong, goodbye, friends.
For the free literature offered on this program, write Herbert W. Armstrong, Pasadena, California, 91123. In Canada, Box 44, Vancouver, B.C. Or in the continental United States, you may call this toll-free number, 800-423-4444. In California, Alaska, and Hawaii, call Collect 213-304-6111. If the lines are busy, please try again. The preceding program and all literature were produced and sponsored by the Worldwide Church of God.